all things Childersburg football are here now. This is the Coach Johnson Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports.
It is everything Childersburg with the Coach Johnson Show, and it is everything B.B. Comer with Coach Fawcett, as Greg Wyckoff, the play-by-play announcer, and Tony White for the color analyst for the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union B.B. Comer Tiger Sports Network. And I'm Dave McCurley here with the Resolute Forest Products Tiger Sports Network of Childersburg. And we're here with both coaches. And y'all, it's Tiger Bowl week. We need to have a little fun.
We always have a little fun at Tiger Bowl week.
That's right. Greg, you've called a few of these, and unfortunately for us on this side of the county, we haven't taken one home yet.
No, sorry, Coach Johnson, but the trophy's sitting out in the
office.
In the office out there, and I'm going to be nice. I was going to bring it in here and just sit it right next to Coach Fawcett, but I know we got to take care of that Friday night. It's going to be an exciting time. It's going to be a great game. I know there's a lot of what you want to call weight on this game, because this is a game that both teams need to win. So it will be a classic in the line of all the times these two teams have paired off.
Coach Johnson, that trophy, as Greg mentioned, has been in favor of B.B. Comer ever since we started it 4 years ago. This will be the fifth one, and we've yet to have it in Childersburg. Do I need to go in there and bring it in here for Coach Fawcett so that he can get a little used to it in case he might have to give it away?
Yeah, you might bring it and rub it a little bit, and maybe I can steal it from this time. Because he's been whooping me the last 4 years bad, so maybe I get an opportunity to give it back to him, give a whoop and bring that trophy back to Childersburg this time.
Coach Fawcett, you want to talk about that? Are you planning on giving it up any at all?
Look, we're just trying to play some good football right now. So I'm trying to get 11 guys to line up right at this point. So, trophies aside, it's been fun kind of getting this thing back going again. And the prior to us starting this back, the last time Childersburg and Comer played, I was the head coach at Childersburg. So it's been a long time where it wasn't going on. So I think it's great for the communities and for everybody to get together. And it's gotten a little chippy in the past couple of years. This year has been a little bit calmer, I think, than in the past couple of years. And from a coaching standpoint, I appreciate that. But when it all comes down to it, all these kids know each other. They've grown up around each other. They've played against each other for years and years. And when it comes to kickoff, there'll be a lot at stake and a lot of bragging rights. The other aspect too, that with it being this year compared to the last 4 years, this year is a region game, and Coach Johnson, I'm sure he'll agree. Region wins are a premium, and with the region that we're in, it's tough to pick up region wins. So we got to get region wins when we can.
Tony.
I agree, Coach. I'm sure, like you said, Coach Johnson will agree. There's one good thing that's going to come out of Friday night. It's not going to be raining. You know, last year –
don't speak too soon.
Last year or the year before when we went up there, when Comer went up to Childersburg, it was not supposed to rain. And just as soon as kickoff – came about, it started raining, and it hadn't quit raining yet.
Yeah, it was bad.
I agree. And Coach, we hope, Coach Johnson, we kind of hope it rains on their parade, don't we?
That's what I'm telling right now. I want to own that rain like we had last week.
No, so sure. Be great. Thank you, Coach.
It's a big game for us. It's a rival game, but it's a big region game, like Coach said. It's at all at stake right now. You know, it's different than the way it's been bid, and we just have to come out and play good football. We're the same way. We need to play good football before quarter, and we haven't done it this year.
Yeah, you're right, because it's really tight early in the region, but it's time to go in the region, because right now Glenwood, Lee Scott, 2-0, Beulah, 1-1, Randolph County, 1-0, Childersburg, Dadeville, 0-2 in the region, and Comer, 0-1 in the region. So – for both coaches, this is a fun game, like you said, for both of you, because you know each other, the friendship you have. It's fun, like Coach Fawcett, like you said, the kids grow up, I mean, my goodness, are 10 miles apart. They grew up playing Little League, Babe Ruth, whatever, together. They've been together all their lives. There's a lot of bragging rights, but there's a, like you said, there's a lot of implications in this game. This is a huge region game for both teams.
Yeah, from a personal standpoint, like it doesn't matter who the opponent is. You know, as coaches, we stress out and we worry about all those other things, but. I call Johnny a lot, just randomly complaining about stuff or, you know, whatever the case may be. And from that standpoint, I really hate this week because I don't talk to him. I don't, you know, I periodically mess with him a little bit here and there. But I don't talk to him during this week. I just – not that I want to get it over with, but I want to get it over with. Not necessarily in a bad way, but, can we move on so Saturday I can call you and give you a hard time?
Yeah.
Or, you know, we can worry about it.
Yeah.
Hey, and I want to ask a two-part question, first to Coach Johnson and then to Coach Fawcett. Now, first of all, and I want to make sure I'm correct on this, when you all re-established this rivalry a few years ago, don't you all split the gate?
Yes.
No matter where the game's at?
Right.
So I'm going to ask this. You both were coaching together. Coach Johnson was on your staff when you were at Childersburg. Mm-hmm. I want you to tell me three good things about him, and I want Coach Johnson right now. Coach Johnson, tell me three good things about Coach Adam Fawcett.
a great friend. You know, became a great friend with him. Knew him when he went to Winterberg. You know, good friend with him. He let me coach. You know, that's one thing about it. That's what I like. I learned as a head coach that he lets you be a coach, let you do your job. And, you know, you always can call him when you need him. He'll be there for you.
Coach Fawcett, you want to reply to that? Can you think of three good things about Coach Johnson?
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
I can.
No doubt. Man, the number one thing is loyalty. And from a coaching standpoint, especially as a head coach, you want guys that are going to be loyal to you. We don't always have to agree, but, man, you're going to be loyal to me. You're going to be loyal to me in public. And if we disagree, hey, we can disagree behind closed doors and figure things out. But he was always loyal, always supportive, and helping out in that role. So that is probably the biggest thing. Definitely a great friend, man. We lean on each other a lot for different things, and you know, we're kind of going through this ordeal with our kids being involved now, and it's, you know, it's tough for both of us. Like, you know, Jacob is kind of the guy for them, and Max is playing a little bit of backup stuff here and there and getting to play a little bit. But either way, with our kids on the field, it's like, man, how do we do this, you know? So that we talk about that quite a bit. And excuse me, sorry. The third is, man, he's very good – Just around the kids, like you know that he has the kids' best interests at heart, and that says a lot, just for his commitment in what he's doing, and you know, I've been at Childersburg and I know the kids, I know the just the area and things like that, and man, he stays very, very busy, especially coaching, you know, being the head football coach, being the head basketball coach, being the athletic director. Like he has a ton of irons in the fire. And he's able to manage all those and does a good job taking care of that.
Well, the good thing, you know, you were talking about kids. I mean, that's you hit the nail on the head. When I watched Coach Johnson and you, Coach Fawcett, coach, I know both of you want to win. I do. I mean, as head coaches, y'all want to win. But the good thing about you two that I've seen over the years is you put the kids first. You're not just showing them how to win a football game. You're showing them how life is and trying to get them ready for life, because we all know that all of these kids are not going to make it to the second level. Mm-hmm. They're going to enter the work world. They're going to enter the grown-up world. And I commend both of y'all for getting these kids ready to accept what's ahead of them.
Coach Johnson, you want to touch on that?
It's tough, man. You know, both of us got kids play, you know, with Jacob playing and I know his son playing, though, you know, it's a different coaching. We got to do a different coaching when your kid play, because you got so many people on you, you know, when your kids do things. But same thing, Coach Foster do a great job. Me and him always communicating about things. As AD stuff, I call him. I say, what you think about this? Give me your opinion on something. And, you know, he do a fantastic job down there. And that's just great. the friendship we have, you know, that's the thing about it. I'm saying, wait, let's get right over with so we can go back, start talking about things that we got going on our program to help our kids and who we play next.
Well, Coach Johnson, I know Coach Fawcett, when he goes home on Friday nights and football games, he's either happy or he drowns his sorrows in his Carb Smart ice cream. All right. What's your go-to after a game? Do you even feel like eating after a game?
Most of them not, but most of them my wife got some for me. She says, you know, you need to eat something. So most times she got me a grilled cheese ready to go. You know, that's what she do. I have a grilled cheese on Friday.
Yeah, they always say behind every good man is a good woman.
That's right.
Oh, definitely. Yes.
Both of them are blessed with that. I'm going to ask Coach Fawcett something. Last several years have just been so extraordinary for B.B. Comer Athletics, especially in football. But let's get away from the football team and the football kids. Let's talk school, fans. What has it been like on your shoulders the last several weeks, having the 3 or 4 years in succession now with the success y'all have had, and you've started off 0-3, but I want to remind everybody, you played 3 pretty good doggone football teams.
Yeah, it's been tough, and it's one of those things where we knew there was going to be a drop-off. Like, it just – it's high school football, you know, and Coach Johnson and I are in situations where our teams are homegrown, meaning our kids have been there, and, you know, we have a few kids move in here and there, but there's a big difference between a homegrown team and a hand-picked team, and when you're facing some teams that are hand-picked, it makes it tough, and we kind of knew that, and 3A is a different beast than 2A. Just based on numbers and things like that. But when you look at the facts of things, we lost 12 seniors last year. Lost 12 seniors last year. Lost 4 first team all state kids. Lost 3 kids that are at playing college football right now. 2 are playing Division I, 1's at West Alabama at D2, D1AA, whatever. So we lost a lot, and it looks like we're senior heavy because you have 10 seniors, but out of those 10, only 5 have played over the past 3-4 years. So we have a very small junior class, and then we have a medium-sized sophomore class with about 10 or 11 sophomores. So that's been tough. And I can't say that I've been bulletproof through all this, because there have been times where I've gotten down and I've gotten – frustrated and angry and things like that with the situation. our fans are either going to get it or not get it, you know, I've got to deal with that the way I have to deal with it. I know that that's how it is. And, for the ones that get it, man, we appreciate it. And we want that continued support. Those that don't get it, I really don't have another answer for you. You know, as a coaching staff, we're going to work every day. We're trying to get better. We're trying to motivate our kids and to push them forward. But we're also trying to teach them some lessons. Like, this is adversity. This is hey, bad stuff happens. It's not fun, but bad stuff happens. And that's a life lesson. So I hate that it has to be like that, but – we're able to learn some life lessons that way, and you know, you want to win every week, and you're not able to do that, but you know, we're going to keep on fighting and keep getting after it. I'm not a quitter and never have been, and I'll continue to protect the kids and make sure that we continue to coach them out the best that we can.
Tell you what, we'll step aside and take a quick break, and we'll come back with the Coach Fawcett and Coach Johnson show right here on Radio Alabama Sports.
Looking for a career that's not only high quality but also eco-friendly? Ineos in Childersburg has been at the forefront of innovation since 2005, producing top-notch lubricants while staying committed to our planet. Join us as we lead the way into the future of technology and sustainability. Ready to make an impact? Visit us at 100 Nippon Drive or head to the Talladega Career Center and apply today. Ineos USA, where your career drives innovation and positive change.
Rudd's Car Wash is located next to Curtis & Son Funeral Home in Sylacauga. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. It's the best wash and value anywhere in the Coosa Valley.
Welcome back to the Coach Fawcett and Coach Johnson Show, doing these together. Tony White, I think you got a question for Coach Johnson.
I do. Coach Johnson, I know, you know, you and BB Comer Tigers have kind of had a rough season so far. How was practice this week? How do you characterize practice this week?
Oh, it was great. Because it's a rival game. You know, again, they know each other. Some of them got cousins on the team. So they know it's a big game. But they're excited. That, you know, we got another chance to go out and try to win a region game and win the Tiger Bowl.
Okay, Coach Fawcett.
No comment.
don't believe that, Coach Johnson.
Me?
No, yeah, I'm not going to believe that. No, I'm not believing that. Not at all.
Yeah. No, we've had a good week of practice.
Good, you know, 2 weeks.
Yeah, we've had a good 2 weeks of practice, I guess. But our week off was utilized in a way that I've never used a week off, and that was just like we hit each other every day, like some sort of contact. We just like I try to pride myself on playing physical football. We have not played physical football yet, so we worked on hitting and getting more physical and just kind of focused on that for about 3 days last week.
Well, I guess for both coaches, I know these games are really neat. We talked about the players, but the fans really get in these games too. I mean, and we'll be in Childersburg. Childersburg always brings a good crowd, and as I say, Comer Nation. All now, it's crazy how it's grown. Always travels very well, so it's fun for us, Tony. I know David, you too, because we're kind of up above and we get to see everything. It'll be special Friday night because of the fans. They make all of this happen.
Well, I mean, it's always good when you go to Childersburg because, like you said, Greg, we're only 10 miles from Childersburg, and just about everybody knows everybody. And, you know, you got Childersburg fans, you got Comer Nation, and they know one another. And, you know, during the week they want to talk and, you know, kind of jawjack a little bit and talk about, you know, Comer's going to win or Childersburg's going to win. At the end of the day, you know, it's all about the kids. It don't matter what's going on. You know, I just hope everybody gets behind the kids on both sides, Comer and Childersburg.
And I want to say this. I think we got you back, Coach Johnson. Hey, listen, they were talking about the crowds in this thing. One of the things that you have a little bit of different look on than Coach Fawcett is the fact that you're not only coaching your alma mater, but you played in this rivalry too from Childersburg against B.B. Comer. What was it like when you played B.B. Comer?
Can you remember that far back?
Yeah, I can't remember. I'm getting old now, but hey, it's all been on Thursday night, you know.
Yep.
We on the team, we're playing that Thursday. But you couldn't get in the stadium. It was so packed.
And coach
everybody you,
and Coach Fawcett, you actually have coached in some of those Thursday night games and against some guys at B.B. Comer, and now you're there. But what was it like for you when you coached at Childersburg against B.B. Comer?
It was always a big event. Always, you know, we always try to do it on Thursdays, and crowd was big. And you know, when it was non-region, the goal was to play like a week zero Thursday, so you're the only show in town, and you could pull as many other people in the area that were just starving for some high school football. So, and there's some, you know, you think about Comer Childersburg, I think about the. And you're talking about the fans. I don't know if I'm supposed to say this or not, but I will. You know, you'll see, like, you'll be headed out to warm-ups or you'll be headed into halftime, and there'll be people like, you know, as you walk by, they'll be like, Coach, you got to get it together. I got $100 on this game. You know, like, you know, like, I mean, you know, I got 16, 17-year-old kids here. Like, I don't know that, you know.
Coach Johnson, does your brother ever tell you that?
Hey, it's always been that way. I mean, people going to be standing there, money bet. I mean, yeah. It's going to be packed crowd now. I think it's going to be a big crowd there. Both teams hungry, they know it. You know, you're going to see the outcome. So mm-hmm. I think it's an even match game right here. Best will, best few, good. In all phases, you win the ball game.
Well, Coach, we talked about it, and as broadcasting teams, the losing team has to feed the winning team. So
now he's talking about broadcasters.
Yes, sir.
So he's not talking about you and Coach Fawcett. So I got to ask you, Coach Johnson, if you don't win Friday night, I'm coming out of the pocket some money because Tony and Greg and Caleb can eat. Now, I'm going to tell you, they don't understand how much Clint Wright and KJ McCurley can eat. That's two big old boys. A little pressure on us. But, Tony, I know you had another question for the coaches.
No, what I was going to talk about, you was asking him a while ago about him playing, mm-hmm. you know, in the bowl. And this was in 1974.
This is Tony White talking about his playing days.
Yes. We were we came to Childersburg. This was on the old field.
Okay? Yeah.
This is on the old field. And we came to Childersburg to play. Childersburg was seventh in the state. Okay. I can't exactly remember the outcome, the score of the game, but we won. We were fortunate enough to win the game. It wasn't by much. And we were leaving, and at that time we had the short bus that the players went on, and we had to go under that viaduct right there.
Yeah.
And just so happened that the light changed at the intersection, and it called us right up under the viaduct. And when the light finally changed and we got to go out of there, every window on the bus and everybody was under the seats because we got rocked the whole time.
Oh, my goodness. You don't believe that, do you, Coach Johnson?
Back then, you never did.
It was just one of them things. I mean, they started rocking that button. I think it's either 74 or 75. I can't remember.
Wow.
But it was a long time ago.
Well, all right, coaches. I know I've tried to I try to make these fun to do, but I have a serious question for both of you, believe it or not. All right, I guess Coach Johnson, since you are calling in and we can't see the face you're going to make, what is it going to take to beat the Comer Tigers? And then we're going to turn it over to Coach Fawcett. And what is his team going to have to do to beat the Childersburg Tigers?
Be very detailed. I'm taking notes.
I think we got to be physical better than we've been then. You know, we got to play physical football. We got to know where the playmakers at all times. And for us, again, we got to execute on both. We got to execute on offense. And I think just compete. You know, compete, have a special team, and execute. That's it. We just got to play good football, execute on both sides of the ball.
Coach Fawcett, you want to answer that now?
And he's taking notes too, so.
Yeah, Coach Johnson's writing down.
Mm. Like, y'all ask these questions and we give like the most like standard coach questions.
Vanilla answers.
See? But Coach Johnson said it with such enthusiasm.
Yeah, and
so.
At this point, I just want to be a smart butt, and my answer is going to be we just need to score more points than they do.
I knew that was coming. I knew it was coming.
All joking aside, though, both coaches, okay? Mm-hmm. I know from calling the B.B. Comer games, okay, and David probably knows from calling the Childersburg games, the trenches has not been won yet by Comer, mm-hmm. okay? How important is that for the Childersburg Tigers? I know how important it is for the B.B. Comer Tigers. How important is winning in the trenches offensively and defensively? How important is that to you, Coach?
Coach Johnson.
Very important. I mean, they were a start, you know, a start up front. I tell my guys all the time, you know, we can't win if we ain't physical on both sides of the ball. So we got to try to be physical in them. I know that he got them ready to be physical, so we got to be able to compete back with physical. But, yeah, we got to be tough in the trenches. We got to do the things that we need to do to slow them down, and we got to be able to move them around on defense.
And, you know, the trenches are – like, when I was born in 1979, I was
– You was born in the trenches, wasn't you?
I was born in the trenches. Like, that's all I've ever known. Like, when I played – When I played rec football, I never weighed in. They just put the X on my helmet. Okay? like I didn't have to stand in line. I got to go eat, you know.
But you weren't one of those that they made lose weight to where you could play.
No.
Okay.
But I didn't weigh in. Like, I was always a lineman. And in this day and time of all the flash and all the props and all the – like, it's just it's not a pretty job at all. Like, it has lost all its luster. So trying to find kids that are like, hey, I'm going to be an offensive lineman. Yeah, I'm good with that. Like finding those gritty kids and finding those tough kids, man, like, they're just few and far between now. And it makes it so stinking tough to, like, you know, we offensively, you got to find five of them. If I could find two of them, you know,
that would be great. Don't let him sell you, coach.
And it's not.
Oh, I know.
And it's not.
But you're right.
It's not like, and that's the hard part in getting kids to understand too. And I, you know, Coach Johnson probably has the same situation, but like you can be a good kid and not be a good football player. It doesn't mean I don't like you. It just means like I really need you to like work harder. I really need you to like be more physical. I need you to be more, you know, get after it, you know, stuff like that. And kids don't watch football anymore. So, you know, the worst thing in the world that happened for high school football coaches like ourselves is that game came back out. And, you know, now they're man, they're awesome on the game. Coach, I'm undefeated on the game. Yeah, well, we're 0-3 in real football, okay? Like, you know, I'm more worried about the real game than I am that game. And, you know, and in college, I love playing that game. But, good gosh, you know.
Well, another thing, too, you got to look at, Coach, is I substitute taught at a school for 4 years. And the head coach there – there was kids walking around the school halls that was probably bigger than the ones that were playing football. And he could not talk them into playing football. I mean, it just kind of got under his skin because these big kids did not want to come out and play football. So do either one of y'all have kids running around in your halls that's, you know, that should be out there on the football field?
Well, I got to say, I'm blessed right now. I feel like that. I got every kid that should be playing football. I got them now. But, you know, they're good kids, but they're not physical kids. You know, very good kids. You know, they do anything I ask them to do. But, you know, sometimes it's hard to teach being how to be physical. You got to have it in you. And, but they're great kids. But, yeah, we maybe won, but I think I got them. But, you know, again, you just got to be physical. You got to want to be physical. And that's the difference.
Yes. And that's the big difference. Like, you look back at our success when I was at Chillsburg, Coach Johnson and I were there. Yeah. Nothing against those kids, but they weren't overly athletic. But, man, they were physical. Like, that's what we lived on is we had some physical kids. And we had some kids that would knock the snot out of you. So that those times, I remember fondly of those times. I was actually talking to somebody the other day about the Chillsburg days and some of the kids that we had and just how physical they were and how tough they were to endure the things that they did. And even from like an injury standpoint and things like that, I remember, and I won't say a name, but I remember a kid at practice one day, like, gets hurt, goes down. We go over there, and his kneecap is dislocated. And I'm like, whoa, all right, don't move, you know, all this other stuff. His dad's at practice. His dad walks out there, and he's like, is it your kneecap again? He's like, yes, sir. And dad was military, and he's like, all right. He squats down next to him, and he still goes to touch. I'm like, whoa. He's like, Coach, I got this. It's all right. And he pops his kneecap back into place. And I was like, whoa. Like, and he tells him to get up. And I'm like, oh, what are we doing, you know? So, but just tough kids, you know. And you know, afterwards I was like, man, go get you some ice. Like you're done for the day, you know.
Yeah.
But just that toughness. And it's just, you know, it's something that we have to face. It's something that is kind of a worldwide thing, you know. I talk to coaches all over, and they're dealing with the same stuff too. So,
well, you know, I will say this as we get ready to close this out. I was with Coach Fawcett when he was at Childersburg. One of the most memorable games I ever remember was down at Strawn in the first round of the playoffs, and I went into that locker room, and he had tears in his eyes and asked me, did he do the right thing? I said, absolutely. I'll never second-guess you, and I've never second-guessed Coach Johnson. He's one of the best guys in the world, apart from being a football coach and a basketball coach, Coach Johnson. Coach Johnson, good luck on Friday night, and Coach Fawcett, I wish you the same thing. Tiger Bowl, that trophy's on the line. So, good luck to both of you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
And I'm going to say this before we get off. The winning team gets dinner bought by the losing team of broadcasters. And I can say that if Childersburg loses the game on Friday night, McDonald's has a 50-cent double cheeseburger. We'll be going there. But if we win, we're headed to Inverness somewhere, buddy. I don't know what we're going to do.
You heard that, didn't you, Coach Johnson? You really believe that, don't you?
Okay. Yeah. All righty. Yeah. Greg,
good luck, Coach Johnson.
Good luck. And
hey, thank you.
You guys have a great call, and hopefully we will too. And may the best team win.
Thanks for listening to the Coach Fawcett Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Follow all season long on the official home of the B.B. Comer Tigers, the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network on Mix 106.5. The Comer Sports Network Facebook page, RadioAlabamaSports.net, and the Radio Alabama app.